This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Bit of a bridal there, Patrick. That was quite lovely.
Oh, I do like a good bit of time if ever I get a chance to sing on air.
I have trouble sometimes not bursting into song, especially if someone says a line from a song that I'm vibing on. I'll be like, ha, da, 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 and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the last week on Is Nothing Sacred, Mondays at 10.
Shameless plug.
But we had Warm Leatherette by Grace Jones, and I'm just completely going in there, completely just going off and singing Warm Leatherette. And unfortunately, one part of it, my mic was on. But I don't think that's unfortunate, though. Anyway, it is gay school.
And this is the home for news and views critical to GLBTI young people. So, the first article, Patrick, what do we got?
We have got Country Marriage Equality Rally shows strong rural support. Now, this one's talking about a marriage equality rally that was in Albury.
Albury-Wodonga.
Thank you very much, which was organised by Equal Love. And, of course, signing the petition, the rally came just after Assistant Education Minister Susan Ley, whose federal seat of Farah includes Albury, and who said on ABC's Q&A that her constituents weren't ready for marriage equality. So, booyah, right in the face.
What I quite like is the Albury councillor, Ross Jackson. He addressed the crowd at the rally with a speech in support of marriage equality, calling for an end to discrimination, oppression and inequality.
Nice work, councillor. Nice work.
And I think that this is great that it's coming from, I guess you could say, the heart of Australia.
I think a lot of people do kind of discredit country seats. That's the only thing that I can really say. Because they kind of think, oh, well, it's a very city issue. It's a very metropolitan issue. I mean, I'm saying this with love. My sister, even when my cousin came out as a lesbian, she's like, I feel so metropolitan. Like, it's so weird.
that's really cute, though.
It's kind of, I mean, to be fair, she was like 14 at the time, so I can't really bag her out. But
yeah.
It's unusual, isn't it, that we still kind of go, oh, we discredit that. But, I mean, you see things like at Chill Out and those kind of events that there is a huge presence in the country. And they need to be represented. And
also,
go Albury.
Go Albury. And especially Albury Councillor Jackson. He said that he's being close to people who had suffered discrimination. And that actually gave him an obligation to speak out. And he compared shifting social attitudes on marriage equality to the way thinking in Australia changed around the issues like women's suffrage and the White Australian policy.
It is going to be one of those ones we're going to look back and just go, ooh.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What? I love the fact, though. And I do like this in any of these kind of situations that we do try and invite the people who are who would, I suppose you'd say, against, not so much against, but certainly who need to be educated about this, like Susan Ley, that she declined an invitation.
Like, yeah.
It seems like
because if you block your ears and stick your head in the sand, then, oh my God, it doesn't exist. Ha, I'm still right because I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the beauty of Australia's forced ignorance or the apathy that we start giving ourselves. I talked a little bit about this ages ago, but
yeah.
It does frustrate me a bit. You're thinking, look, we're trying to help you. We're trying to make you a better politician.
But sometimes...
No, listen up. Sorry.
People, I told you it's hard not to burst into song. Some people, look, are just prone to being giant douchebags. And look, I'm going to be as candid, as frank as because I am. But look, I'm going to be blunt. And some people like just, instead of releasing carbon dioxide and breathing in oxygen, they just like to produce obnoxygen. It's a new element that I've just created now.
Because Dylan is a scientist.
Yes, a scientific foe.
Oh!
In other news, there's been a breakthrough people with hepatitis C to benefit people with HIV. It looks like hepatitis C could be virtually eradicated in people living with HIV following a breakthrough in new medications. This was shown in recent clinical trials, which were conducted by the Kirby Institute at UNSW. And they showed a new suite of drugs had effectively treated 9 out of 10 people with hepatitis C, which I think is pretty... like, pretty damn cool.
It is pretty impressive that with hepatitis C, it is another bloodborne virus that does cause the inflammation of the liver, and it is one of the viruses that we do kind of, I think, put aside alongside when we talk about HIV. But we have a look, up to 3,000 people, 12% of Australians who are living with HIV also are infected with hepatitis C. So this is magnificent because we can just cut down half those problems there already. Which we were talking actually on my show, Is Nothing Sacred, with people who were living with HIV, and we didn't get to branch on this subject when they're also living with other illnesses. So, well, other situations like hepatitis C. And so I am bloody... And it's also so great that it's coming out of Australia.
Yes,
go Australia! Is. Go Australia! I'm proud of you now. I'm so proud.
I'm proud of you until we look at other factors.
Yes.
UK deputy, looking at... across the pond, the UK Deputy Prime Minister denies same-sex marriage claims. Looks like one of Britain's most senior politicians has been forced to defend himself against accusations that his party's support for same-sex marriage was less to do with achieving marriage equality and more about political point scoring. However, Nick Clegg, who is the UK Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the centrist Liberal Democrats Party, said he was disappointed at claims his party only backs same-sex marriage to provide a policy difference between themselves and their coalition partners in the government.
It's when the UK did come when this group did come, the coalition did come into power. Gosh, sorry, my sentences are not coming together today.
Have
Excuse.
You heard me talk today?
and this often does come as a criticism of any politician who does come from either the centre or the right. It is a very common accusation to make. Something that Liberal Democrats did have going for them at the time was the fact that they got a lot of youth support when they came into power. But what the thing was is that they were supporting Liberal Democrats, not exactly the Conservatives. So when they made a coalition, this caused a lot of problems. So, but I will say, I mean, looking at this, Nick Clegg was one of the first leaders of a political party in the UK to actually support marriage equality. So either he's very forward-thinking, and sometimes I kind of go, it's like when people attack philanthropists, saying they're just doing it for attention. Look.
I just do things for attention.
Well, so do I, but look, that's why I'm on a radio show. But in this case, I kind of go, look, I'm going to have to... I'm not so much ignoring it, but even if that is the case, I'm just glad that there's support. And in the UK, it is certainly a lot more progressive than we are seeing in Australia when it comes to marriage equality policies. So...
That is true.
I'm just... it's one of those ones you have to kind of go, well, I think we're just going to have to leave that just for a little bit.
And speaking of leaving things for a little bit, we have run out of time for this episode of Generation Next.
If
you want to get in touch with us, you can on our Facebook and our Twitter. Our Twitter is GNJoy949. Or look us up on Facebook, Generation Next. Thank you very much to our guest tonight, Eleanor, and everyone who has messaged in. And we will talk to you next week.
See you soon.
Bye. Talk to you tomorrow at La Trobe Uni.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.